Lenny Randle was a good enough ball player to last 12 years in the major leagues with six teams. The last of those teams was the 1981 and 82 Seattle Mariners. Those teams might have been characterized as bad, but only by an observer inclined toward kindness. No matter, one day during a home game against Kansas City, Lenny Randle gave the few fans on hand something for which to love him.
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll. Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul. Randle puts on quite a show, and here comes Jim Frey.
Lenny Randle, welcome to Only a Game.
Ciao, ragazzi.
It sounds like you've been practicing your Italian a good deal since retiring.
9 years in Italy. This is home.
Wonderful. And we're also joined by Nate Patron of Vice Sports, who has been writing recently about athletes who have made music, including the proto-rap single that Lenny made in the early 80s. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Lenny, before we discuss your song, can you remember what you were thinking when you dropped to the ground and blew that ball over the third baseline into foul territory?
I'm totally game-oriented. I had no clue what I was doing. 3-2 count, Willie Wilson at third. I have no play. Larry Anderson's yelling, the pitcher, do something. So I got on the ground and I did something. I yelled. I was going, go foul, go foul, go foul. I did not brush my teeth. I have bad breath. The ball went over the line.
The umpires were laughing, and some of your teammates were too, but they ruled the play interference, and they gave the batter a base hit. Were you surprised at that ruling?
Listen, I need Judge Judy. I want it back. I didn't touch it. This book says don't touch. It wasn't touched. So now supposedly there's a Lenny Randle no-blow rule. Why? I don't know. I see guys talk to their bats. Is that illegal?
Only if they answer.
So I thought it was a normal process.
All right. I don't want our listeners to think that blowing a ball over the foul line is your only claim to fame. Nate, please play DJ and give us a little back announce.
Okay. That was Kingdom by Lenny Randle and Ballplayers featuring Roshana.
Nate, you have become something of an expert on this genre of athletes making music. Would it be inappropriate for me to say it has a beat, you can dance to it, I give it an 8?
I would say, yeah, I mean, this is one of the better ones I've listened to. And this is kind of interesting because, like, this was recorded, 81, early 82?
Right.
Yeah, there were national crossover hits by artists like the Sugar Hill Gang and Curtis Blow, but it was still considered like an East Coast scene. So Kingdom, as a early hip-hop party track, actually does stand on its own. Lenny isn't, Kumo D or anything, but as far as old-school party rap goes, it's really fun. Basically, the big difference is that instead of starting a call and response about zodiac signs, he does one about AstroTurf. Now, when you're in the kit, you gotta check out the AstroTurf.
Thought we were the Temptations. It turned into a very fun, happy thing in Seattle. We had to do something to entertain ourselves. We had 12 fans in the stands, so I think 12 happy fans liked that song.
Oh, yeah.
Was the song your idea, Lenny, or did the Mariners front office come to you and say, hey, pal, do something to get us on the map or at least put some fans in the ballpark?
There was a fan that came every day with a kind of a mini entourage named Davey Finnick, and the kid had cerebral palsy, but he couldn't talk. He would write and tap on the desk of his wheelchair, and he'd come during our batting practice. So Julio Cruz and Joe Simpson said, man, we got to do something for this kid. I said, well, let's do a song and write and give him the money for a voice communicator, and then he could talk to us while he's around the cage. So I wrote a song called Just a Chance, Kingdom, because this kid needed a chance to life. So we figured we'd give the proceeds of the song, Kingdom, to him. And we raised about $20,000, got him a voice communicator, gave all the money to the church, Universal Life Church.
Nate, I understand this song is having another life. A Seattle-based archival label has re-released Kingdom on its second volume. How does it stack up against the other tracks?
Kingdom is probably the most interesting track on this second volume because you might look at it and think, oh, that's cute. You have this thing where some baseball players rap, and then it actually turns out to be a jam.
Lenny, what are you up to these days in Italy?
Well, I'm a global general manager. I have a team in Rome, Italy, Nettuno. We're training kids to try to find the next Joe DiMaggio, Roy Campanella, or Mike Piazza. The people I met in the kingdom are coming over to Italy now. And it's amazing. They want to train and develop these kids. And they also want to boogie a little bit. Some of the guys go, can we have a Zumba festival? So, Nate, that means I might be coming out with a Zumba record.
Nate Patron of Vice Sports has been writing about songs recorded by ballplayers, among other things. Nate, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And Lenny Randle, late of the Senators, Rangers, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, and Mariners, not to mention everybody's list of super hits. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Take care, guys.